Ascension News, upgrading your relationships to a higher light. So even though I'm sharing this on Valentine's Day, a day long dedicated to romantic love, the subject of this track is all relationships. Now, yesterday, the day before Valentine's Day, I did a live YouTube call, and one of the exercises there was dedicated to upgrading and uplifting all relationships, not just romantic, upgrading to a higher level of light. So I want to share this exercise with you. Before we begin, please know that this year, 2026, the light is accelerating and will continue to accelerate in this ascension process. This acceleration of light may well impact some or many of your relationships. So to begin, come to a still place. Focus on your breath. Allow that focus to bring you into the present moment. You can use this focus on the breath to invite light on the in-breath into your body, bones, blood, organs, systems, cells. And you can use the out-breath to purge and release consciously anything that doesn't serve you, doesn't align with you, doesn't belong to you, back to the universe. So just take a moment, inviting light on the in-breath and purging and releasing lower energies on the out-breath. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in your physical body. And then also on the in-breath, inviting light into all of your energy bodies, all layers and levels. And on the out-breath, purging and releasing anything you have picked up or absorbed in your energy fields that do not serve you, do not belong to you, do not align with you. Allowing more space for your own soul's light. Let's call your teams in spirit of the highest resonance to be with you, including your higher selves. Let's call the archangels of the horizontal plane, Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel. Remembering Metatron above and Sandophon below. Being held in angelic light. Let's also invite in the energy of this year, the accelerating energy, the accelerating light, this year 2026. And just allow this statement into your body, if you will. I am open to the accelerating light, to the light of change. I'm inviting change into my reality, into my relationships. Helping to transform what needs to be transformed. Helping to leave behind what needs to be left behind. I align with the light of this year and I open to miracles. I align with the light of this year and I'm stepping up to a whole new level of light and love in my life and reality. So breathing with that connection to the light of this year. And just for a moment, I want you to consider your relationships as three circles. An outer circle, all of your acquaintances. An inner circle, those you feel close to. And an intimate circle. This is where you are romantically involved with someone and or have children. If you do not have an intimate circle, then you just focus on the two circles in this exercise. To begin, notice these circles before you as you stand outside of the circles. Notice how they feel, how they look. And then step into the outer circle. And invite the light of the archangels to be with you. Also feel your connection to the crystalline core of the earth and the crystalline core of the sun. Invite all of this light into the outer circle. Light of the archangels, light of the crystalline core of the earth, light of the crystalline core of the sun. Allowing this light, to whatever degree is called for, to ripple through all of the relationships in this circle. Asking that this light clear and remove any karmic energies. Angelic light, clear and remove any psychic bonds or cords, dissolving them. If there is any associated karmic programming, dissolving and releasing. expanding light through the whole circle, the outer circle. There is no need to push. This is an invitation of light. So just breathing, opening and allowing. Allowing the light to flow through this circle. Take a step into the inner circle. These are people you are more close to. Invite the light of the archangels, the sun and the earth into this circle. To whatever degree is called for. Allowing light to ripple through all of these relationships. I call on your higher self to present to you if there are any negative karmic agreements, to show them as scrolls, parchments, or sheets of paper. If anything appears, take them in your hands, rip them up, and ask that they be destroyed in angelic light, along with any associated karmic programming. Call on this angelic light to upgrade or dissolve all psychic bonds or cords in light as appropriate. There is no need to push. This is an invitation of light into your inner circle. If there is an intimate circle, take a step into that circle. If not, then just focus on the other two circles. Inviting light to whatever degree is called for into this circle. Allowing this light to ripple through all of the relationships here. Again, if there are any negative karmic agreements with anyone in this circle, I call on your higher self to show them as scrolls, parchments, sheets of paper. If anything appears, take them in your hands, rip them up and destroy them. Burn them and release any associated karmic programming. call on the angels to upgrade or dissolve any psychic cords as appropriate. And with children under the age of 16, all cords should be upgraded in gold light, not dissolved or released. And just standing in these circles, noticing the light flowing through these circles. If there's anywhere that feels a bit muted or resisting to the light, just focus your attention on those places. Allow more light into those places to go deep into all layers and levels of these spaces in the circle, if any. Angelic light. Light from the crystalline core of the sun, light from the crystalline core of the earth. Just breathing, opening, softening, and relaxing. Allow this process to continue long after this recording, as appropriate. And then come back to your breath. Come back to your body, releasing the circles. Let's thank all angels holding the space, the horizontal plane and vertical plane, allowing them to step back with thanks. Also your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, allowing them to step back with thanks. And finally, remember at this time that you deserve loving and supportive relationships. Please remember to love and appreciate yourself, all aspects of yourself. Much love.